This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
As part of a planned migration program, Australia offers a set number of permanent visas each year. Over the years, this number has changed based on the country's social, political and economic necessities. While Australia's net overseas migration until 2020 has been much higher, the annual permanent intake is currently capped at 160,000. Cherry Wu moved to Australia in 2016 to do a master's degree in information systems. After completing her degree, she gained some local work experience and applied for a permanent skilled visa.
I'm originally from China and I'm personally not really happy about how things works in China. And I just like, since I was really like at a really young age, I've always wanted to kind of be able to move to a democracy. So when I was thinking about which country to pursue my further higher education, I was like, I majorly just consider countries which will be able to provide me a pathway to permanent residency.
Skilled migration visa subclasses 189, 190 and 491 are points tested visas. Each of these visas requires a minimum of 65 points, counted based on different factors like the applicant's age, work experience, English language proficiency, partner's qualifications, etc. Alex Petrakos, Principal Migration Agent at Peak Migration, says subclass 189 and 190 visas are permanent visas, so they're highly competitive pathways.
For 189 visas in normal times, the people that get invited are the ones with the highest points. So this is the reason why 65 points is not the minimum for a 189 visa in general. The most popular occupations such as accounting, IT and engineering occupations are subject to what they call pro rata arrangements, meaning that to be invited, you need even higher points.
Typically, an applicant would need a few different qualifications, such as high English proficiency and the credentialed community language, also known as the NATI qualification, to gain enough points for subclass 189 and 190 visas. Potential visa applicants lodge an online expression of interest with the Department of Home Affairs, and applications for these skilled visas can be lodged by invitation only. Desi Christova, director and lawyer at Ascent Migration, says the higher the number of points, the higher your chances of being invited to apply for a visa.
What is really interesting about the points tested program, it is by expression of interest only. The applicants must obtain their skills assessment, must sit for their English exam, must sit for their recognition of their credentials in a community language, which is usually a NATI exam. And only after they've gone through the effort of collecting that those credentials, they can lodge the expression of interest.
Since the coronavirus pandemic began in March 2020, the Australian government has prioritised a list of professions for migration. These occupations are considered critical for Australia's response to the pandemic. The priority occupation list includes medical, engineering and nursing-related occupations. Alex Petrakos says COVID-19 has resulted in a sharp decline in migration to Australia.
In short, it's been a massive change. It has been the biggest change that I've seen in my time as a practicing migration agent. And aside from the obvious, which was effectively banning international tourism, so there's millions of tourist visas that get granted a year. We've seen a great change in the number of visas allocated for the program year, and that was mainly due to high unemployment at the time the budget was announced in October.
The state and territory governments can support some visa applications. They have their own criteria for nominating a visa applicant for a subclass 190 permanent visa or a 491 provisional visa. Bresson Lee came to Australia in 2014 as an international student. He liked the Australian lifestyle and work-life balance while studying in Perth. So he decided to explore his chances of becoming a permanent resident. After a couple of unsuccessful attempts, he says he moved to Victoria and got a nomination for a subclass 190 visa.
So I was trying to get 189 for about a year and a half, and because the policies changed quite a lot during that time, and yeah, I wasn't getting invitations from 189. So I talked to my friends, and some of them had gone down the path of 190 with the Victorian government. So I thought to myself, I would take a shot, and yeah, it came through.
Desi Christova says an applicant must meet the state government's criteria for receiving a nomination, which also adds to a visa applicant's total points score.
The federal government has given limited spots to each state and territory for the current fiscal year migration program. Consequently, states have come up with their own way of selecting how to fill up those very limited spots.
Most states and territories have currently suspended nominations for offshore applicants due to the coronavirus pandemic. The other common pathway to permanent residence in Australia is the employer nomination scheme, Visa Subclass 186. To be eligible for this visa, an applicant must be nominated by a business. Migration agent Alex Petrakos says some of the eligibility criteria include a minimum of 3 years' work experience, competent English, and most importantly, the occupation must be on the relevant skilled occupations list.
The key takeaway here is that if you're not nominated in an occupation on the list, unless subject to those transitional arrangements, you simply cannot be approved this visa. So there will be people out there who are sponsored under the short-term skilled occupation list for, say, a 482 visa, and they can't go anywhere just because their occupation is on that list. The workaround to that is only if their employer is in a regional area, because then they can look at a different visa, which is the 494 visa.
In general, applicants for permanent skilled and employer-sponsored visas must be under 45 at the time of application. In the migration program for the current year, the number of partner visas has been nearly doubled. Visa places for business skills and global talent programs have also been increased. But the places for subclasses 189 and 190 visas have been reduced. Australia also offers over 100 different temporary visas. The most popular among them are the temporary graduate visa, subclass 485, working holiday and backpacker visas, visitor and student visa subclasses. Temporary visa holders are not counted in Australia's annual migration program, but temporary migration to Australia has grown quite rapidly in the last two decades.
It is not a secret that the immigration program is highly political. It is there to answer to the needs of the Australian community. It is subject to dynamic changes, and it tries to reflect where the country is at and what the needs of the Australian market are at the time they prepare the budget and the number of applicants.
You can find more information about skilled visas on the Department of Home Affairs website or contact a registered migration agent.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.